third pack of Maisis Mishnah Aleph. We're continuing the halachas of Mekach and other things that are Koveya produce in respect to Maisis, and from that point on one cannot eat from them at all without taking up Tumas and Maisis. Hamavet Teinim Echatei Lixos. The person was bringing figs into his chotzer, into his courtyard, with the intention of eventually bringing them to some other place to dry them out. So we learned before that if he wants to dry them out, it's considered a state of loy nigma melachto, and therefore his children and the members of his household can eat from it without taking up trumas and maizes, as long as he's eating achilat derai, because chaser is not kaveya for a davar shelo nigma melachto. Just like we saw before, a sale is not kaveya by davar shelo nigma melachto. Same thing applies to a chaser. His courtyard is not kaveya. The Mishnah specifies bonav of mebeis, so it doesn't say that he can eat from it. And the Farshim explained, we'll see later on in the Masechta, that he himself cannot eat from it, because we're concerned that if he's eating from it, he's showing that he basically changed his mind, that originally he wanted it to dry him out, and now he wants to eat them. So once he wants to eat them, it's considered in a state of Gemar Malacha, he's not allowed to eat it. So once again, the person is planning to dry out his fruit, his children and family members are allowed to eat from them arai, since there's no Gemar Malacha, even though it did go through the chaser. Hapo'alim Shimo, what about his workers? He did not make a deal to give them these tainim, but he gave them permission now as a gift to have some of these fruit that oichlum tsurim, they're possible, because we learned before a matona that you give is not considered like a sale and is not kaveil maizis. Avum Yeshalim Lazoinus, he made an agreement with them that he's required to give them these figs, so that's already an extra deal that was made between the two of them, and therefore Hareil lo yucheil, they should not eat. Even though we saw before that Mekah is not kaveil maizis, but over here that Mekah is not kaveil maizis by something which is not nigmar malachtoi. But we saw that once the Mekah is done, if they eat two at a time, it's already considered a type of gemar malacha. And here also, since it was brought through the chaser, we say that the Mekah is considered a type of gemar malacha also in respect to what the person who bought it is eating, and therefore he's not allowed to eat at all his produce that has been brought through the chaser and sold to him. Till he takes over the chumas and maishas.